said he just wants to keep someone in the structure. They did not buy it to make money. He just wants to make enough to pay the electric bill. He is not a realtor and is brand new to this, and he doesn't know how all of this works. End of quote. Well, I want to take a moment and let us look at the so-called alternative facts. And what you're holding in your hand, the first two pages, is his ad. This is a commercially graded, glossy, trifold advertising piece that he has had produced. An ad piece that would have taken time, forethought, and money to put into conception. This did not just happen. These are costly to manufacture. So I'd like to ask you, is this someone who does not know what he is doing? The next five pages that you're looking at are his verbiage off of his ad off of Vacation Rentals by Owner. And I've highlighted a few things for you. He is advertising that this unit will sleep 10 people and has three bedrooms. And again, is this an advertisement of somebody who does not want to make money? The next is his picture off of his ad of his spiral staircase that he says goes up to his sleeping loft. Now, when you get up there, there's a window that does not open. The only way down is down that spiral staircase. This is a fire trap. And in these meetings previously, we have discussed that that loft cannot be considered a bedroom. So this cannot be advertised as three bedrooms, and it cannot sleep 10 people. The next two pictures are his deck. It's approximately 20 feet off the ground, so this is a dangerous situation. The next two pictures are his driveway, which he shares with another villa. He cannot park three cars in that driveway. Even if we assume that he puts two in the garage, he cannot park three cars in that driveway because the people next door cannot get out. So let's think about this. I think we have been led down a garden path to go to all this time, money, effort, and according to him, he is not in this but for a few months, and he is not in this to make money. I say let's not be naive. Reality is we have been misinformed. And Dave and Trudy would like that over the next few days before you make a decision, for you to go back and reread their letter and think about what they're asking you. Thank you.
Hi, I'm here representing my parents, Dave and Trudy Barker. My name is Terry D'Angelo, and I just have concerns, and I wanted to address those, and Sandra Strange has addressed those very well in what my parents have wrote in the letter of how their concerns are. Being their one sibling that is able to live back here close to them, I see firsthand their medical issues that they have, the things that, you know, they sacrifice to give up that their home on Table Rock Lake and move into the villas there. And I saw firsthand my dad giving up his fishing that he's done all of his life. And, you know, they made a lot of sacrifices to move into the villas. They spent a lot of time and effort to pick out that place to live. You know, they did it with a expectation of a quality of living for them to live out the rest of their time that they're going to have here. And I have a very big concern because I personally have had rentals myself, and I know I've lived away. I lived in I lived in Montana, and I had a rental in Idaho, and I had to have a rental company take care of that for me. And I do know that when I went back to take care of stuff that I had to take care of, a rental company is not your best choice sometimes. They do not screen the people as well as you would like them to be screened for. You end up with torn up, you know, everything, fixtures and stuff. And my concern is if somebody moves, if you've got people in and out on nightly rentals, you don't know, there's no sense of ownership with those people. They walk in, they rent, they leave. And if you've got, it's going through a management type company, you don't know how soon they're going to get in there to fix anything. If there's leaks, the leaks can go through because they do share a common wall. There, that can cause, you know, issues there. The fire issue is a big issue I have. I'm very concerned about that. If you could actually, if they're trying to use the loft where there is no, that window does not open because they have the same thing and the window does not open. It's a sealed window. So I have a very big concern for that. So I would just ask that you guys really consider this. You know, I want my parents to have a quality of living that they deserve, and I don't think that this is going to help them have that quality of living. So thank you.
Thank you. Karen Murphy.
Hello again. I'll try not to repeat the reasons brought forth by Sandra Strange and the Barkers. But you do have a picture in your packet of the shared driveway, and I guess this is the one that was shown. Is that the one you had? But I have these. And as you can see with the parked cars, it's a catastrophe there for the permanent owner on the other side trying to get into their garage. The last approval for the Stricklers at 141 Monte Cristo. Neighbors sent a letter in saying that they didn't mind that the rental was being they didn't mind the rental, and that was a determining factor of the approval. One of the commissioners said, if the neighbors say it's okay, then I guess it is okay for us to approve. The guidance code states use change does not go with the property. It goes with the owner. Mr. Mottinger purchased the property in November of 2016. Did he check with the HOA? Because according to Scott Bailey, the HOA has not handed the county letter out since August of 2016. This is a two-bedroom. I gave you a copy of the floor plan. Do you have a floor plan with his application? I didn't see it. And the guidance code does require that. He started renting without a decision. The use change did not go over to him. Again, the non-operable window in the loft, and you have a copy of the email from Jim Single of Taney County Fire Department saying that the loft does not meet P&Z's definition of a bedroom, so should not be used for that purpose. Therefore, an armoire should not be considered a closet, but it was for 119 Tuscany. So where are the bedrooms? Where are the three bedrooms? Do the bedrooms all qualify per the guidance code? Buffers to protect residential from commercial. And we do know that Chuck Pennell is doing commercial taxes on rentals. Appendix H of the guidance code talks about this, says it's necessary, and certainly needed between the units of Branson Creek. It is the responsibility of the commission members to adhere to the guidance code. Any deviation creates problems. All regulations should be followed, not pick and choose which regulations to require or try to find a way to say it doesn't apply. The code is the code. Let's again consider the facts. The Developers Division 3 did not apply for nightly rentals. The P&Z can only approve what is on the application for a Division 3 permit. Division 3 permit for Fieldstone Villas and Bluffs was issued without nightly rentals. The previous county administrator made a mistake in issuing a letter to our developer. Our developer made a mistake in disseminating the letter to realtors and investors. They talk about Fieldstone Villa Management that they were able to rent since September of 2007. That was for a golf package, we all know that, and that contract said that the owners could not rent on their own. Owners who purchased in 2006 were told no nightly rentals. This application for 122 under the categories on the application does not have special use checked, and it does not refer to any attachments that request nightly rentals, does not have the floor plan and the fire department inspection. If the code states these should be submitted, then they should be attached to all applications. This application and the previous approvals are not compatible with our neighborhood. All resident homes, except for one, are occupied by two people. One family of four in the Bluffs in a house, but all the rest are retirement age. The community was quiet and serene. The need for buffers, if commercial allowed, must be enforced. Consideration of the permanent owner on the other wall. Consideration of all additional vehicles allowed in the community. Noise and nuisance caused by 6 to 14 occupants in a rental. We now have 18 rental approvals. Two of the original 16 have sold now to permanent residents. In Fieldstone community, there are 17, and in the Pinnacle, there is one. Of these 18, only 7 have completed the paperwork for their certificate of compliance. I know Scott is working hard on this, but it has been since February 21st that these approvals were given. In my opinion, if all members of the P&Z had been in attendance for the ruling of the first 16 nightly rental applications, they all would have been denied because of non-compatibility. Later, 2 were denied because most members were in attendance. It appears that some Taney County commissioners, P&Z members, county attorney, and previous administrator were afraid of a potential lawsuit being brought against the county by the investors for misleading them about nightly rentals in Branson Creek. The potential lawsuit would have probably asked for lost income and other remuneration. It is on audio that the commissioner members felt sorry for the investors. Votes should not depend on feeling sorry. Votes need to be in compliance with the guidance code. My wish is not to have any more rentals, and hopefully the current rental owners will sell and no new applications approved. We respectfully request that 122 Fieldstone application be denied on the basis of incomplete application, non-compatibility, and nuisance to neighbors. Thank you. Any questions?
No, thank you.